Test 5. Section 3. Listen to Amanda's interview on a radio show. For questions 16 to 20, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You will hear this interview 3 times. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions.
Thank you for inviting me onto Teen Lives, Ted. I'm not used to giving interviews since I'm not a professional actress. Winning the Amateur Teen Actor Award was the greatest joy of my life and my motivation for continuing with studies in drama school when I graduate from high school. I've always wanted to become an actress. I don't really know why. Not that it was in my family background. My mum's a teacher and my dad's a mechanic, but they used to take me to the theatre a lot as a child. But it wasn't until year 6, when we had our Christmas show, that I realised my deep love of acting. You see, Mrs. Pembroke, my teacher, was looking for actors for the show. There weren't any auditions, of course, but she casted the show based on her intuition about each student's acting abilities. At the time, I was a painfully shy child who rarely spoke out loud, so I was given a minor role. During rehearsals, I would enviously watch the girl who was cast in the lead. What does she have that I don't? I thought to myself. It was then that I realized all I wanted to do in life was to act. In high school, I joined the drama club, and I was cast as a secondary character in the first play I took part in. But my history teacher saw my talent and cast me as Juliet in an adaptation of Romeo and Juliet, and that's when I got the award. I know it's not an easy job. I'm well aware that I'll be turned down at auditions time after time. But you just have to keep at it. And if you work hard and you're lucky, success will come knocking on your door.
Listen to Amanda's interview again.
Thank you for inviting me onto Teen Lives, Ted. I'm not used to giving interviews since I'm not a professional actress. Winning the Amateur Teen Actor Award was the greatest joy of my life. And my motivation for continuing with studies in drama school when I graduate from high school. I've always wanted to become an actress. I don't really know why. Not that it was in my family background. My mum's a teacher and my dad's a mechanic, but they used to take me to the theatre a lot as a child. But it wasn't until year 6, when we had our Christmas show, that I realised my deep love of acting. You see, Mrs. Pembroke, my teacher, was looking for actors for the show. There weren't any auditions, of course, but she casted the show based on her intuition about each student's acting abilities. At the time, I was a painfully shy child who rarely spoke out loud, so I was given a minor role. During rehearsals, I would enviously watch the girl who was cast in the lead. What does she have that I don't? I thought to myself. It was then that I realised all I wanted to do in life was to act. In high school, I joined the drama club, and I was cast as a secondary character in the first play I took part in. But my history teacher saw my talent and cast me as Juliet in an adaptation of Romeo and Juliet, and that's when I got the award. I know it's not an easy job. I'm well aware that I'll be turned down at auditions time after time. But you just have to keep at it. And if you work hard and you're lucky, success will come knocking on your door.
This is the end of the listening exam. Now turn to writing. Section 1, Task 1. Listen to Amanda's interview on a radio show again. Use the space provided in the writing section to take notes. You can use the information from the recording and the notes you have taken to write an email to a friend of yours telling him or her about the job you do or would like to do in the future and how you decided on it. Write your email in the writing section, task 1. Your notes will not be marked.
Thank you for inviting me onto Teen Lives, Ted. I'm not used to giving interviews since I'm not a professional actress. Winning the Amateur Teen Actor Award was the greatest joy of my life and my motivation for continuing with studies in drama school when I graduate from high school. I've always wanted to become an actress. I don't really know why. Not that it was in my family background. My mum's a teacher and my dad's a mechanic, but they used to take me to the theatre a lot as a child. But it wasn't until year 6, when we had our Christmas show, that I realised my deep love of acting. You see, Mrs. Pembroke, my teacher, was looking for actors for the show. There weren't any auditions, of course, but she casted the show based on her intuition about each student's acting abilities. At the time, I was a painfully shy child who rarely spoke out loud, so I was given a minor role. During rehearsals, I would enviously watch the girl who was cast in the lead. "What does she have that I don't?" I thought to myself. It was then that I realized all I wanted to do in life was to act. In high school, I joined the drama club, and I was cast as a secondary character in the first play I took part in. But my history teacher saw my talent and cast me as Juliet in an adaptation of Romeo and Juliet, and that's when I got the award. I know it's not an easy job. I'm well aware that I'll be turned down at auditions time after time. But you just have to keep at it. And if you work hard and you're lucky, success will come knocking on your door.